Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting a rebuke on women's issues from Bruce Jendashian.
Whoa.
We are better than that.
You know what? Proud of you. You got all that out.
I certainly did. Our number to call in, on the first and third portions of the show. If you're listening live on Tuesday night, and please feel free to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Joe should be here, very soon.
Yes.
I feel like when Joe's coming, I feel like I'm in one of the, what are the towers where the planes?
Oh, like the control
tower? Yeah, the control tower. Like, we're waiting for Joe to make his approach.
We're paddling him in.
Yeah, like he has to circle around because there's a lot of congestion on the runway. But waiting for Joe to land smoothly.
Light up the runway on the stairs.
Yes. And he taxis in nicely down the stairs until he comes nice and snug at the gate or the chair, as it may be. That's what I feel like it is when we're waiting for Joe.
It kind of is like that. There's a runway, well, I guess like a traffic lineup. I don't know what to call it. Like when the planes have a route that they always follow.
Yeah.
And so when
flight pattern.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When I'm sitting in the living room and looking out of the dining room window, which faces south, I can see the flight pattern from, I guess it's Newark, coming towards us. And
really? A lot of planes with ground lighting?
Ah!
Just kind of bouncing up and down rhythmically? Is that how you could tell it's Newark? Its yeah. Tail, you know, just a little low, slung low? Is that how you could tell it's from Newark, you racist?
No. Not that way.
Is there like a big gold chain around like the cockpit? Is that how you could tell it's from Newark?
No, it's from the sonic boom from all the rap music. Oh. That's why. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Oh, no, there are planes coming off the walls. Another flight from Newark.
That's how you know they're from Newark.
No.
If they're from Utah, they have magic underwear.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't see it from there. I would hope not.
You have to actually be on one of those flights from Utah.
Okay. And yeah. And you see the magic underwear while you're on the flight? What
they
are you
do. Every
doing?
Chair is covered with it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's magic underwear. It's good.
It's magical and protective.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I wouldn't mind something protective on the that you could put on the chairs and take off.
You can bring a blanket.
Yeah, I guess you could, but
you just don't care that much.
No, I don't want to. Well,
because
you know,
I'm sure the person after you with all the stupid cat fur attached to you is thrilled to sit in the seat.
Exactly,
it's a real treat. Well, after putting their head back on the back, where on the flight coming in was attached to Miss Sisgarden. Yeah,
real.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Well, okay. The Sisgarden.
Where are we going? The Sisgarden for dinner. Ooh, free sis and breadsticks.
Free head wound with every salad.
Mm.
I think...
when you're a Sisgarden, your family.
Yeah. The flight path of the planes coming in, I can see them one after the other. At first, I thought... The first time I noticed, I thought, what is that little light out the window? And, okay, it's a plane. And there's another one. And another one. And they just keep coming and coming and coming because it's the same route.
Yes.
I enjoy watching that.
Okay, good. You're easily amused, which is why it works well for you here. On tonight's show, speaking of easily amused, we play God or Lover. Have not done that in a while.
No, I have a good one.
Have a little technical issue, so we're kind of hoping that works without a hiccup. Otherwise, we might have to go to plan B. We'll figure that out.
This is the part where we go, oh, God.
Or Lover, yes.
Yeah.
Facebook has new emojis. They've been out for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Figured we'd discuss how everybody likes them.
Okay.
We'll discuss.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I didn't even mean to. I'm just a natural. We'll discuss the earth-shattering development where Caitlyn Jenner tells us that we need to know about Hillary Clinton's motives.
Oh boy,
Caitlyn's going to break it down for us.
Thanks.
And comics in the news. I thought this was a very interesting story. Kind of wish we had more time to get into it, but it's in the Talk Radio Network portion of the show,
mm-hmm.
So it'll be a brief thing. But still. A comedy festival that charges white men more to enter than women.
Interesting.
I think that's going to be... I wanted to hold off on some of these stories like Caitlin and that until you were here since you're not a white man.
No, not lest I checked.
And we'll bring back Ann Jackson.
Yes.
Yes, we took off last week out of deference to you.
Thank you.
And we come back with the Ann Jackson.
Because you know I love Miss Jackson.
You
if you're
love,
nasty.
You do love. Oh, I found Belinda's new profile.
No.
Yeah, I'm always like tempted to friend request her.
Yes.
Nah. Well, I'd have to create it. You know what? She won't do it to a stranger, and I don't think she would do it to me.
You don't think that she would talk to you just a little bit?
I don't think so. It would be kind of funny if Dick El Dorado came out from the ground.
Crawling from the rubble.
That might be a zombie El Dorado.
Zombie Dick El Dorado.
That might be something to consider. But then it kind of, then that you do that, it really throws, like, everything I've done is a ruse. And I don't know if I want to do that with her.
But she would so deserve it.
Right, but then there'd be no hope of
ever resurrecting.
I mean, I still
that.
Have her phone number.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's. I want to know how you found out that it's her.
I just searched and I see it's her. It's her. Okay. That's okay. Her real page. Oh, everybody be happy to know she's in fashion. She's a fashion designer now.
wait, wasn't she?
Well, no. Agnes remember she was going. Well, she wanted. She's going to school for it.
Oh, now she actually is.
Yes.
Okay.
She's graduated. Even though I could not pay the tuition, so good job.
Somebody did.
She probably started a GoFundMe. I'm sure it was like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. It was a sort of a GoFundMe.
So I did discover that. So it's kind of nice to see that my girl's back. Not with me.
No.
But just being Belinda.
Wow. That's
with a new weave or wig or whatever the hell she's got on her head.
I shouldn't be surprised.
That she's back?
Yeah.
It's not back in my life.
No, but that she's back and still crafting her shenanigans.
I think it's a legitimate page. She might have fake pages out there, but this is the real Belinda page, so somebody like me would never be accepted.
No.
I am getting a lot of friend requests from scammers.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not accepting them now.
Right.
Might accept them at some point. Right now they're just in the queue.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but don't you find that sometimes you just about are going to say something to them, and they're already gone. Like
yeah,
they've already been
yeah. But these I noticed they've stayed for a while, so like they're not getting reported. But
okay.
I don't know. I'll see. But I'm getting like requests from men too.
Well, you hot dog,
like Arabic
you.
Men. I'm like, what? Why?
Well, there's something. You know, Arabic men hold hands in public, and they like to kiss on the cheek and say hello. So it's like maybe they just think that you are a swell guy that walk hand in hand with and in the market.
I didn't know that my profile picture said all that.
It could.
I'm wearing a little gay Jets jersey. It gets a little too gay.
You could rock the Casbah.
Maybe it's because I'm holding a mic in the cover of it, and it looks like I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm saying a lot. But
I have no idea what you're doing to you know. Attract certain people.
I attract men. I attract women. I am like a fly trap. I really am. Speaking of flies, Joe's buzzing in. He'll be settling in right in a second. What's going on with you, Pip?
Well, I know last week I had the flu.
Yes.
And it was really, so much fun. But one of the things that I discovered while I
mucus?
Was... lots of it.
No.
And I apologize for what I sound like tonight because I'm still like a little.
You sound fine.
I do.
You're a little congested, but you sound fine. I mean, I've done this show where I could barely speak.
I know.
Joe's done the show at times where he could barely speak.
Oh, yeah. We've all done the raspy phone voice.
Yeah, when you do it, it's sexy. When Joe and I do it, it sounds like we gargled with razor blades and a cock.
You know what? I don't think that the person that the cock was attached to appreciated the razor blade part.
Well, you know what? If we're going to take in your cock, we're not really taking requests. We figure that's the treat as it is. You take what you got.
You're going to do it your way.
Yeah, I think I can speak for both of us in that. Go on. Anyway, you discovered something.
So I discovered that, like everything else in my world, my couch is falling apart.
Oh.
And one of the ways that
it's not held together by cat fur and crap?
It is pretty much.
Oh, okay.
But also, the springs in it have decided that they want to get loose from the fabric really badly. And
often when I'm sitting across from you, I feel like one of your springs.
One of the bitches
just want to get loose.
One of the bitches cut me.
Oh, you're right. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Isn't that nasty?
What is that?
It's my couch. Bit me.
It's time to get another couch. You shouldn't be coming here with wounds from furniture.
Why? She leaves with emotional scarring.
Well, yeah, but... She doesn't come here to unwind.
No. Why does she come?
She comes here to get harassed.
I don't know.
We should really make house calls.
Hi, we're here to bust your balls. Sit on the couch. No. No.
Not fooling us with that again.
No.
And Lisa just said, ouch. Yes, it's the ouch couch, apparently. I just got myself ripped open.
Oh.
Everybody thought that it was a cat scratch on me.
Yeah, it looks like a cat.
It does.
So buy a new couch.
Yeah, I know.
Wait,
what's add it to the list of shit.
What's a couch, like
do?
A grand?
Probably.
You wouldn't buy like a whole living room set?
Well, I was thinking, because we have like the couch and it's a sleeper sofa.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit more expensive.
Seat. Yeah, so the sleeper sofa. But this thing is so old.
Really? Who's sleeping over your house with all that crap there?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody.
You don't need that.
But
but as soon as you get, you just say, we're not going to get a sleeper sofa, then you get guests.
Nobody's coming over that house. Look what the couch did to them. Couch piles of shit, AIDS cats. Who's going over her house?
Yeah, really. Dining room. I wonder what the dining room furniture's up to. Come on, it's a holiday. Sit down.
Homeless people like, you know what? I'm just going to piss on myself and stay outside on the bed.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for the offer, but I value life.
Yeah, thank you, but no.
But Joe, wait a second. Now, I'm talking about the scratch on my arm. You've got a scratch on your head.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Apparently that we have to build to that?
Apparently somebody has chit-chat.
You can tell it now.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if you were saying. Well, what happened is you got attacked by a couch. I got attacked by vertical blinds.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You guys, you both desperately need a gay man in your life to help you redecorate.
I might have to bring one in.
Yes,
I really do. I got, basically, things at my house haven't been pleasant lately.
You've been living there.
Yeah, I know. As we start to move on with things.
Yeah.
So, basically, I have vertical blinds in my bay window in my kitchen. Okay, the guy that hung them 20 years ago was a friend of my wife's. Okay, family friend or whatever. I never, hung vertical blinds in the other parts of my house. I measured it myself. I hung them. It was not a problem. These, I never liked the blinds. It never worked the way I wanted to. I didn't like where he placed everything and stuff like that. And we were having a problem back in the day, right? So Joanne goes to call the guy, and Joanne goes, he says he really can't come over and fix the blinds. I go
20 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
No. I'm sorry. No. This was back then.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
20 years ago. Right. He could.
He still hasn't been solved.
The things were 2 years ago. Right. The things were 2 years old. And he goes, well, he can't come over and do it. He's a playwright now. I go, give me that fucking phone. I go, let me tell you something. I go, I'm a musician, I'm a comic. If somebody's fence gate went out of line, I'm there fixing it.
Yeah.
I don't give the entertainer bullshit. So we never came
Nobody
up.
Would believe it.
Yeah.
That's a real shame.
Yeah, so anyway, fast forward.
Joe's like, I'm going to throw the ET sheet over here. We don't need these damn blinds.
Yeah, I should.
Yep.
So... Joanne has been complaining. You broke the blinds. I'm going to break the blinds. They're not. You've got to adjust them. All right.
Now these you're willing to give to her in the separation.
Yeah, she can get them. Right. Okay. So I wake up this morning and we had a big fight last night. So I'm not in the best of moods.
Oh,
I couldn't tell you. Usually delight.
Yeah. So I get up and I see the blinds are like pulled in and I'm like, I told her not to. So
Why are you even fighting with her about this shit?
Because it just aggravates me. But,
yes, but probably did that to do that.
But you know, maybe she did. But the thing is, I want the blinds to look good. I'm going to be showing this house in 2 months. So I go up. I'm trying to fix it. The thing is moving in. And also, I look in, and one of the blades for the blind is leaning on the bay window because apparently it broke because she was walking.
Unless you're advertising the house as the monster home, get some new fucking blinds before you show
it. Well, I'm going to have to because what I did do is rip the thing off the bay window.
Ah, your gentle touch.
As it came down, it clicked me in the head.
Oh, God.
Revenge of the blinds.
And I'm like, God damn it all. So I take the thing and I throw it out onto my front lawn.
Let the record state that it is no longer human beings that just hate you. It is now inanimate objects.
You know what's really funny is that there's this stream that I drive past on my way back and forth to work, and in the stream bed, there's like a broken chair.
That's how it gets there, people like Joe.
I know, that's what I just thought of. I always wondered, like, did somebody just go, oh, this son of a bitch in chair, and just finally
Shopping cart there? They didn't have Oreos. Joe just goes to hell with it.
It just, you know, sometimes...
Joe did it.
Yeah. You're going to find this hard, but I try to be patient, okay? But the thing...
Don't lie to the people.
Yeah. Stop it.
No, but it was, this thing was building and building and building and building. I hated those fucking blinds.
So why did you keep them?
Because they were working okay.
But if you hated them and they created such agita for you for 20 years, why didn't you get rid
of
them?
Because they got very bad. They got worse. They got
But I'm
bad.
Saying, they didn't all of a sudden suck in your mind. It had to be several years.
Well, it's... they were always a federal case, so I dealt with it. I'm like, all right, whatever. But they started.
You're a cheap Scotsman.
Well, they weren't that bright. Yes,
but this is why people like you are angry. This is why, like, you're generally an angry person. I'm generally a nice person. Because if I see something that is causing me a lot of grief, I will be proactive and go, all right, we need to address this situation. I'm not going to wait 20 years. You let it build and build and fester until you just get so frustrated one day that you attack it and attack it.
Because what happened was you were able to adjust it by pulling.
But you hated them.
But the thing is, I got to lay out probably $150. I don't think that much. But, because it's, I don't feel like dealing with it. It's there. I just have to open them and close them once in a while. I don't care.
For $150 for the past 19 years, you could have been happy.
But I understand that there are things that I look at and I go, gotta fix that. And I never get to it. And it's like, I've been looking at this settling crack in the wall in the living room.
But again, the difference between you guys and me, I see something, I know I'm not going to fix it. I know what my limitations are and what I'm willing to invest time in. I'm going to pay somebody.
Here's the deal. Basically, what I'm doing right now is, cheap Scotchman. I'm at the point right now where I'm like my fall cleanup. I do all the yard work around my house.
Yeah.
And I had guys come in and do spring cleanup around the courtyard around my house. And I'm like, I was looking at it the other day. I go, oh, if I could do this, it would take about
a day. Were they documented workers?
Yes. And I go, but I said, I don't have the time to do it. I'm not staying here. I have to leave. So I'm going to get, hire the guys I hired last year to come in that did it in 2 hours.
Yes.
You know?
Right. This is the secret to life.
I know.
Earning enough money to pay other people to do the shit you don't want to do.
I don't earn enough money,
You earned enough money to pay for blinds for 19 years ago, $150, you said. Yeah. You earned enough to do that. Yeah. But you might be a lovely person now. You might even be a liberal. If you just would have gotten
I'm not going to be a liberal. Basically, this is
that was really
this is the life I dream of, okay? Getting the place, the two-bedroom place that I always wanted to get.
Two bedrooms?
Yeah.
Are you planning on getting sea monkeys?
No.
What do you need two bedrooms for?
One will be my bedroom, one will be my office or a guest room stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically sitting down and learning properly how to play the blues.
Okay.
I like that.
Learning just sitting down at the keyboard and just practicing. Joe's girl could visit. Have her visit.
What is it, like prison? She has to schedule an appointment?
Joe's girl can come anytime she wants.
Okay.
She can visit anytime
conjugal
she wants.
Conjugal visits?
Yes.
That on the record.
No, she can visit anytime. She's more than welcome to visit anytime
she
wants.
She can slide food underneath the door.
Tom sent this. It says, never mind that shit. Here comes Bongo.
I don't know what it is, but I didn't see it.
It's from Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay.
Mongo, no light blinds.
Yeah, I know. And Mongo got hit in the head.
Now, here's the deal. Usually I'll get an email from Joanne in capital letters on anything I've done, and she'll say I haven't heard anything about the blinds missing.
Really?
She hasn't.
Maybe she's happy they're gone.
Do you know what she did? Well, of course you don't, because I'm going to tell you.
Glad you handled that yourself.
On Saturday, I get a text. Please take your laundry out of the dryer. And I walk 10 feet. I go, why did you text me? You're right here. She's texted me.
She's crazy. She's in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she don't want to talk to you. That's
I understand. Well, that's what she said. Now and then,
why ask that?
And then
it's obvious.
And then the funny thing is, she goes, and I don't want you goofing on me about me on Facebook. And I'm like, well, that's hard. I go, well, what about on stage? And I go,
what about on the show?
Don't really talk about her on Facebook. Well, I did make the thing where she told. Yeah,
but she was blocked. I thought.
But other people blabbed and told her.
Oh, really? What a bunch of rats.
Yeah, I know. Tattletales.
Unless either the comedy show, the radio show, or Facebook. Who knows?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
I know.
Oh, you're never going to guess what Stupid said about you now.
I know. Oh, hold on a second. I have to text for a second.
I just nurture the animosity, hoping for pieces for the show. That's what I do.
You talked about the blinds on the show? You didn't even know they were gone.
Please, we've talked about all kinds of crazy stuff.
I still stand by. You can't let these little things fester.
But wait, I got to know, are the blinds still in the middle of the front lawn?
No, I grabbed the slats and then grabbed the main track and I put it by the garbage.
Okay.
And they were in the garbage truck 15 minutes later.
Oh,
From my bay window to the dump in 15 minutes.
That's right, so you get something you like now. I would talk to a real estate agent and ask, what would enhance the value of people want. Because if they don't have to change something, you know, it helps.
Yeah.
So, you know, talk to them before you make that purchase.
Oh, well, I'm not going to. It's like not a major thing. I'm not like renovating a bathroom. I'm just getting the blinds that that match.
Right. But you want to get something that people aren't going to want to say, oh, we have to get rid of these immediately.
Yeah.
That's part of selling a house.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're not going to be purple and chartreuse. They're going to be a beige color that matches the decor of the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of have to go like, yeah. Bland.
Everything. Here's the deal with my house. Everything. When I renovated my house was set up to sell. I renovated it to be a model house.
That was 10 years ago.
It was 20 years, but it's all white walls, all stuff.
Yeah, they're going to want to renovate it again.
But I understand that. Then let them do it. I'm not doing anything with the... I'm just doing just cleaning all the rooms, doing touch-up paint and stuff like that, and then it's ready to go. You know?
That green shag rug is not going to hold up well in resale.
There's no really green rug. Everything was neutral color. I did all neutral colors because I was planning on selling the house. Joanne convinced me to stay. I was gone. I had it all emptied. I'm leaving. See ya. And she convinced me to go. She goes, what if we stay? I go, I'm leaving. We're getting out of here. I want to stay. And she goes, well, what if we have kids? I go, wouldn't they want to grow up in the house you lived in? And I'm like, all right. I go, well, then you'll have to help with half the expenses. No kids, never did, so.
It's so weird that you talk about raising your family. You have to help with half the expenses. It's so weird. Even then, it just wasn't like, all right, we're going to have to figure out how we can pay for this.
Right.
But it's always been that way with him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was because Joanna was, because this wasn't a marriage. This was a business partnership, and I go, and the business failed.
You know what your business needed? Donald Trump.
Yeah, we need Chapter 11.
Well, you're laying her off.
No, we've dissolved. But yeah, I could have had Donald Trump. It's going to be great.
You're going to love it. It's going to be the best marriage. It's going to be beautiful. You don't need to know how it's going to work. I have people. It's going to be great.
You know, but the chat is upset that you have narcs on your page.
Have what?
Narcs? On your Facebook
page. Yeah, but I think
his
page is open too.
Is it?
Yeah.
So anybody can read it?
It has been in the past, unless you secured it like I told you to.
Oh, I think I did.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, Joe talks about the stuff in his act. He talks about it on the radio. He posts it on Facebook.
Well, she caught me. She had me dead to rights when she goes, you know, you made a career about making fun of me. I'm like, well, you do have a point there.
That's why you get half my shit. Thank you.
I actually tell you. Yeah.
You're an excellent writing partner. I didn't say I want that part to end.
And let me tell you, the U-Haul truck joke is going very good.
Yeah. Sure, a dissolved marriage is all paid off in one joke. That really worked out well for you. All right. I guess I got to update some folks on some things. I did a teaser last week. I had a situation last week.
Yes.
All right. So remember what we were talking last week, how they did a charity event at my kid's Hebrew school, and she was in the newspaper.
Yes.
With her picture without my name in the news.
We didn't talk about it last week?
No, we did. We did. Listen to the show, stupid.
Rats.
I'm just updating. You could go back and listen to the podcast too, you asshole.
I will. I will.
Imagine if we had a human resources department here. We'd be upstairs every 2 minutes.
Asshole again.
He called me an asshole. He called me stupid. He said,
and you know what the human resources person would say? Went easy on you.
Yeah.
Now get downstairs.
It's probably your wife. Yeah. Well, he tends to be an asshole and say things. He doesn't mean it. Go back downstairs.
I am liked by many people.
Yeah.
He hit me in the head. Look what he did to my arm.
Yeah. It's getting violent down here.
Come here wounded by foam furnishings.
Wait till you see my head.
Maybe he should. You know what? Maybe he should yell at us. He come here wounded by home furnishings. We're stupid. Dumb as we come.
I know.
My work.
So what you got, boss man?
I think he meant your story.
Yes. I'm offended. I didn't like the voice.
You looked shocked. You looked shell-shocked.
Just Joe's go-to voice. It wasn't like last week where there was voices we'd never heard before. And backstories.
It's been a long day. Oh, yeah.
Joe had a whole village ready to go. Yeah. It was quite wonderful.
Wow.
Me and Rush just sat back and watched.
That's cool.
But this shan't be that.
No.
So they were not taking down the picture. The newspaper was not responding to me, not calling me back. Well, so I called my lawyer.
You're damn right.
Yeah, damn right I did. Yep. On Wednesday, he goes, all right, send me the information.
Cease and desist.
And I tried one more time to call the paper before I forwarded all over to my lawyer.
Yeah.
And I got them on the phone, and they go, okay. And it was gone by the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Because the next group probably told them the next call's from my lawyer.
I didn't say that this time. They got the messages.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was nice. When I get them, I'm nice until I don't have, until I have cause not to be nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But so it got done. So the wife's happy about that.
Yeah, should be. You should be happy too.
I am happy too. Right. I am happy. All right. I also teased last week that my weekend gig could be potentially interesting.
Right? Yes. And that was done in by Falls Church, right?
What?
Was it Virginia?
Virginia.
Yeah.
Where we came. Where we went.
I thought it was Falls Church.
No, it was West Winchester.
Winchester. Winchester.
Mm. Winchester.
Yes.
You know where the cathedral is.
He played the gig. He knows the gig.
Is it not the cathedral? I got the joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it too.
Okay.
I just didn't
You didn't like it. Yeah, I know.
Oh, by the way, it was awesome last week. Joe started off the show in the first couple minutes with an awful joke, and without you there to bail him out, give him the pity laugh, me and Russ just gave him the dirty look he deserved.
Did you feel the roast of the fire?
I kept selling.
He
always
did.
Keep selling.
You
keep
selling. Down.
You keep selling.
He's like Trump, man. He just keeps going. Like, pay no attention to what you heard. And furthermore,
keep selling.
He did. It was awesome, though.
Good
but
boy.
He didn't get bailed out by your laugh. It was great. Me and Russ both just gave him the really.
Oh, God. You had two of them to deal with.
Yeah, I had to go until I got the really. That's what you usually do. Yeah. It wasn't really, yeah.
So I work with an African-American comedian who I spent those summer working with in Ocean City 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You guys remember when I was away? It was right when my daughter was born.
I don't.
We weren't doing the radio show, but
yeah, I know.
I never chronicled it. I guess I knew you worked down there, but okay. I didn't. You know.
Well, maybe next time you'll chronicle my
adventures. Oh, wait, here it is in my diary.
Yeah. With rose petals sprinkled in.
Yeah.
Stupids away. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't really think we were much in touch.
No. Those were the good old days.
Sorry. Bad Penny.
Right.
Can I?
Yeah, please, you got the floor.
Thank you. What should I? It's in my house. So the relationship between me and this comedian was interesting, to say the least. It wasn't buddy-buddy.
Really?
You like tolerated each other, sort of?
I mean, we got along, but it was kind of weird.
That's tolerating each other.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
If you kind of get old, you tolerated
it. I mean, we hung out some, but it was always like a little
weird.
Well,
what was it like? Did you didn't like your styles were different or you didn't like it?
On stage, it was fine.
Because sometimes you work with you'll work a weekend or you'll work on a road and you'll be working with somebody you don't know and you'll hit it off. You hang out, your pals. And then you'll hit it up with a comic. He doesn't want to really, you know, spend time. Wants to keep to himself. That's cool too. You know, I'm kind of the same way. So, but you know, but sometimes if you get a guy who wants to hang, you have a great time. You goof it. Hey, man, we got to work together, guy. And then you have the other guy where it's okay. You know, it's cool.
It was fine.
You know,
we
fine.
Hung out some. It was fine though. But even going in, we worked together a couple times, and we weren't buddy buddies.
Right.
You know,
Well, buddy buddies, you mean like you just kept to yourselves and hey, how you doing? You've been busy.
I mean you and I are buddy buddies. I mean, it's not like that.
But still, you know, it's like, hey, how you been? Oh, good, good. You've been busy.
We would grab a bite.
Small talk and
we
shit
would grab
like
a
that.
Bite
right,
on
yeah,
occasion.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to go back to my room. I'll talk to you. I'll see you showtime. Like, that kind of thing. All right, cool.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't contentious.
Right.
But, you know, we weren't best buddies.
I got you. I understand.
All right. So, I opened him for the whole summer. That was the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're both down there the whole summer. He closes. He does 45. I do 30 up front. That's the deal. At times, he would say what I thought were inappropriate things to underage girls. While on stage. I don't know what he did off stage.
Oh, boy.
On one or two occasions, I had to stop somebody from going after him violently.
Oh, my God.
Including an NBA player in his posse at one point.
Whoa.
I would have loved to seen that.
I know.
These guys, dumbbell here with these guys that are 7 feet tall. No, you can't go after me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just like kind of like, chill, man. It's all jokes and everything.
Yeah. You're being like the bouncer.
He's one of you guys. You ain't going to beat him up. Yeah.
He's one of you guys?
Yeah.
By that, you mean basketball fans?
Yeah, sure.
Jesus Christ.
But he is one of them guys.
They're a bunch of guys. Well, wait a minute. Was he big and tall or bigger or taller?
I'm just going to let that go.
Yes.
I'm not going to go into that right now. At the end of the summer, I was told by him that they did not want me back. I was expecting a comment there.
Usually it's management. Oh, but who the guy? The comic?
The comic told me because it was his gig. He had been hired by a company, but he was in charge.
I thought it was your gig.
No, it was not my gig at the time.
Oh, I thought... At the time, that was that gig, though.
It was that gig.
I gotcha.
But he told me that management said they don't want me back.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'd done a good job, but I'd also called management out on a, so, like a lower member of management out in the middle of the cafeteria as being sniveling and two-faced.
Is this before your dismissal?
No, no. This is while I was there.
Any wonders?
Yeah, I know.
Any wonders?
Because the guy would like pretend to be your friend.
Right.
And then he would go and like run to management, like spread lies and everything. And at that time, I was younger and
fiery.
Yes, fiery. And I wasn't going to stand for that shit.
Yeah,
it's like seeing your boss in the hall and going, "Look at that fucking guy."
Yeah.
They let me go the other day. I wonder why.
Yeah, really. It's like you wear that to work.
Yeah. I'm a social justice warrior. The guy was a dick, and I don't like being around, you know, dicks, either in my sex life or in my personal life.
I'll leave.
You're not a dick. You're a clit. No, I mean, listen, now I'm more mellow. I probably just would have ignored him. But right.
Because you need to work.
Understand that about me. You never get that about me. I really don't care because I have enough trust in my ability that I'll find other work.
Yeah.
I've never been in that place like, and you know, I'm fortunate. You know, the wife has a good job and I'm resourceful and everything, but I've never been in that place where I'm going to eat a whole lot of shit to do that, you know?
Oh, God, welcome to my
world.
And
we've seen that in the radio show. Where in the past and recently, where I'll just go, you know what, I'm not putting up with this.
I got to stop for 1 second. There was one time that if Davin and I both looked at each other, we would have walked on a gig with a room full of people.
Band!
That was at the Holly Hotel.
That was the one?
That lady was yelling. I almost told, I was so ready to tell her, you know what, I hope you got jokes, because fuck you. You treat us like that, you go in and tell them there's no show. And Davin said the same thing. And he goes, "Why didn't you say anything? Because it's your gig. And why didn't you say that? Well, you know, I brought you here. I don't want
to
fuck that up."
The right thing to do was to do the gig, although it was very tempting to walk.
Believe me.
Yeah.
I still say to this moment, I think if Davin and I looked at each other,
we would have walked.
Because, I mean, it was like...
It was that cool. Disrespectful.
It was that bad, and it was that that cool to do.
If I remember the story correctly.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
No, you can listen. It's on the podcast.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm sure Trucker Tom remembers it.
Yes.
He's reading back from his dictation.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He knows it better than I do probably at this point. By the way, you weren't here last week. Trucker Tom won yet another game.
Yes.
What is it with you, buddy?
Boozy or in a blowout.
Of course. No, he's amazing at these games.
But I told Tom he gets nothing because I've given him everything. I can't give you no more.
And he won't take some stuff from my hoard.
Give him some CDs on your wall.
Okay, John. I'll give him my rod cut collection.
I think he's got tattoos.
Sure he does. But So I told this person off, which got me a lot of fans with the workers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Quite the populace, Joe.
Well, great. The bus boys support you.
Yes.
Yes.
But that happened. But he would never confront, like, after that, he was afraid of me. Because nobody had ever spoken to him.
And because he turned around and there was dishpan hand salutes every place.
This was the manager of the club or the...
No, a lower manager. Lower was manager. Close with, like, the general manager.
Room manager?
No, room managers loved me.
Okay.
Room manager, everybody there loved, like, all the other management, they loved me because they saw the job I was doing. Mm-hmm. And they saw what I was doing on stage. They saw how I tried to make it easy for them. Everybody who actually watched the shows really liked me a lot. I was actually more well-liked than this other guy.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
And to the point where I was giving updates to friends throughout the course of the summer, and they're like, "You're going to get this gig. It's going to be your gig." I'm like, "No, it's not. I'm not even angling for that." But that's what they thought.
And was it a week down there that you did?
Yeah, but for the summer. It was the whole week. Like, we'd get Sunday off.
Okay, but it was just, it was during the summer, but a week. You were doing a week down there.
No, I did like 2 months down there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what? I do believe I remember that. Okay,
yeah.
So it was, okay.
So, they brought in somebody else to replace me. He kept the gig. And for a few more summers until, you know, some irresponsible decisions on his part cost him the gig. Mm. So I came up with a plan with two other comedians to approach the hotel to hire us. I'm sure you recall this, Joe.
Yes, I do.
So they went down for the meeting in Ocean City, and everything went well until my name was brought up, which is a very common reaction.
Well,
in this room, but outside of here too,
everywhere.
Lund's office. Yeah.
Listen, if a reporter really wants to get under Senor Trump's skin, mention my name. I'll flip that orange wig. No. There's a lot of people who are not fans.
I can't imagine.
That's the way it goes.
Right.
So the GM at the time practically leaps across the desks at the two other comics who are my friends, said, I will never play there because I told a 15-year-old girl to suck my big black cock.
Well,
that's the proper response.
But
I didn't know who had a big black cock.
Well, you never asked.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't.
Well, I showed
How do you know?
I showed her. How do you think she got the gig?
Okay.
Yeah, why did you think I got here?
Okay.
Laying the eggs that I do.
Now, you've seen me work in a lot of situations.
Oh, I was going to thought you were going to say, you see my big black cock.
No, you've seen me work in a wide variety of situations. Some good, some bad, including fights breaking out in SWAT teams.
Was there for that.
Yeah. And a lot of good gigs and everything in between.
Yeah.
Can you ever imagine me saying that to a 15-year-old girl?
No.
No. Did they point out to him how could he say that?
Yes. He doesn't have a big black cock.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Did they explain that to him?
Yes, but they didn't want to hear it.
So how stupid can you be?
Oh, they're stupid.
If you're told that you've got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't. The guy's white. So how can he have a big black cock if he's white?
How about the black guy maybe saying
isolate that.
So the whole narrative was
big black cock.
The whole narrative was that I was the one hitting on the young girls. Which, again, you've seen me on stage, you know, a whole bunch of... Have you ever seen me hit on an audience member on stage?
No. That's out of your cat. That's out of your cat. Yeah. I've seen you be nasty, but they're not, you know, not hit on people.
Thank you.
Want to hit them? Yes. Hit on them? No.
I didn't know how to react to what Joe said. So,
yeah. There was sometimes I was like, really? 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 And it, like, well, I'm sorry. She just said, my name's Sue. Hi.
Really? So usually when I hit lash into somebody, it's because they deserved it. I'm usually quite pleasant in a nasty way.
Mm.
So we got the gig for several years. We had the gig, although I was never allowed to work down there. So I was still making money. I even went down there because I was on a vacation to meet with them, and they would not meet with me.
Why didn't you just bring a giant black dildo and swing it around out of the hole in your pants?
My wife didn't want me to take her stuff.
Yeah, if you're going to be away, you're leaving that here. Good point.
Yeah. So
big point.
So anyway, so he told the... I'm just trying to figure where the hell I was. I have no
big black cock.
Yes.
Wait.
Right. All right.
Say it again.
So anyway, the gig was stolen from us a couple of years by the guy that we brought down to open.
Okay.
You know who that is.
Yeah.
We don't talk much anymore.
Right.
But I'm not going to mention names here.
Okay.
But I'll tell you off the air because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I have not seen this guy in years. So I'm supposed to work with this guy. He got the gig last week.
Now, who's doing what in the show? What's the order?
I'm closing because I had the gig.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's opening. We're both doing essentially the same amount of time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he's going first. And he goes to the booker, who's also a comedian. He goes, oh, Davin opened for me 3 years ago in Ocean City.
What a slimy way to put it.
Yeah, I was like, no, man, that was 9 years ago. But okay.
Yeah.
So you know he's going to come in ready to roll, ready to burn me and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know what it was going to be like. And that's kind of what I was alluding to last week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see this guy after 9 years. What's it going to... Like, I know I took the fall. And the only reason I took the fall is because he set me up for the fall.
What a difference than the last time you were there with me. Because when we went down to that club, it was when I quit the show. And we hashed every... Him and I rode down and we hashed every difference out. We worked everything out. By the time we got to the gig, it was like old times again. And we went up and we were just so happy to get everything settled.
That's because Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah, well, but we were just stoked to do it because we ironed everything out. We, you know,
we
settled all our... And we just fucking brought it when because we were just so happy it was done. And we brought that, you know, to the stage and we just fucking crushed it that night.
Yeah, we had good shows.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to do. I'm like, well, do I bring this up with him?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it cost me work, or do I let it go? Well, I mean, what should I have done?
You don't say anything. You don't say anything.
What's it going to get you?
I kind of played it by ear. And I saw him. He saw me. It was very cool, very nice. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Very pleasant.
Yeah.
No hostility or anything. We enjoyed each other's company mm-hmm. while we were together. So I was happy with that. So I'm glad you guys agreed that I did the right thing. But just, you know what, just let it go.
Just let it go.
Yeah, I agree. What would be the point in bringing it up now? He's not going to walk around, you know, saying that the same thing.
Well, I don't know what he's
going to
tell.
I'll tell you a really quick story. I work with a comic this weekend who was a great guy. Now, this comic actually got a little drunk at the compound and stuff like that. Yeah. And Anthony asked who brought him there.
Oh, we know this story.
Oh, we
right,
know this.
Okay. I never really worked for him before. With him before. Mm-hmm. One of the nicest, sweetest guys
you
ever want to meet. So basically when I wrote, you know, plug my gig, and yeah, thank everything, you know, Dennis, our pal Dennis goes, did you say who brought me here? And I wrote back and I go, if we went back to that night, if Anthony said that, not only I would definitely say, yeah, I did.
Oh, that's nice.
He's that good of a solid dude. He's a really good
hard-working comic, too.
Hard-working comic, like funny guy. So it's funny because all I had was a Southern impression. And then I got to...
I had a whole summer of impression, Joe. A little different than one drunken night.
Yeah.
a little different. But it's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's... something happened this past Friday night. What the hell's calling now? Shouldn't say that. I'm just...
I know. How dare you?
No, I want to make sure.
Calling show. Yeah, great, dude.
Yeah. Like, who
the fuck is this?
No,
Davin's dead.
It's the other line. I'm just like, I'm hoping it's not the... Oh, okay. It's not.
Calling show. The fuck is this? It's like calling my house.
It's like when people come to our door.
I should have said that.
When people come to our door, we have a welcome mat. Fuck you! Yeah. Get away!
Where do you buy
those? They sold it. What do you think Joe's new apartment's gonna have?
Go away.
You're going for the joke?
No, I'm gonna get you a housewarming gift.
I would like that.
All right, we'll do that. We're gonna have to get that custom made.
Yeah.
All right, or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe everybody's bitter on Long Island, and you can get them at the Walmart. I don't know. So something happened this Friday night that I have not known how to deal with. We all saw it. I'm going to get there, and I want to get all this out, and then we can discuss.
Yeah.
The Trump Chicago rally, non-rally, protest, brawl, mayhem.
Yeah.
What that all was. So I got a whole lot written down because I really struggle with how I feel with that, with the protesters proclaiming victory for shutting him down. You know, it's been hard for me to go, well, you know, Trump's absolutely wrong or the protesters are absolutely wrong. You know, I've kind of struggled with that. Usually I'm very happy to say Trump's wrong.
Right.
But, you know, as a proponent of free speech, I've struggled with it. So it's we know I love free speech. Even if I think it's repugnant, people have said things that we're friends with or not friends with or other hosts that I've stood up for, even though I personally think it was hateful and they should not have done it. I have stood, well, they have the right to say it. They can suffer the consequences,
right,
but they have the right to say it. Mm-hmm. We also know that, I think Trump is a little more than a con man who's playing for the people's real concerns.
Right.
It's no secret that I do not respect the campaign he's run.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he could have accomplished a lot of great things with this campaign. I think he had the opportunity and his initial message, minus the thing about the Mexicans. I think there was a lot of great potential for Trump to be the uniter that he said he is. But in my mind, that has not happened either. So Friday night, Trump was scheduled to have this rally at the University of Illinois in Chicago. It's a state university with a high minority population. This was also on the heels of his comments where he said Islam hates us, and a black man was sucker punched by a white man at a rally in North Carolina. This was also earlier in the day in Missouri. 30 protesters were thrown out in a St. Louis rally, which is another city that we know has had a lot of racial tensions stemming from the Ferguson, Missouri thing. So we know these are hotbeds of discourse and brawls and everything. We know what's going
Discord.
On. Yeah, that's a good word, too. We also know...
I got to remember that when I get called out.
Which cord of Discord or dad cord? Discord. Discord.
Discord.
It was Discord. Thank you, Pip.
Right over here.
Discord. I'm going to actually write it on here so it'll always be in front of me.
You probably won't be able to read it. You might highlight it.
The way I write it? Yeah, right, yeah. You got a point.
We also know that Chicago has a high Democratic population, a lot of Democratic voters in Chicago. So this is not exactly Trump land.
No.
This is not exactly what we would expect would be a Trump stronghold.
Right.
But he wanted to have this rally there. So word got out that there was going to be a large amount of protesters. Trump canceled the rally. Now, Trump said he spoke with local law enforcement and the university police. Trump said that.
Mm-hmm.
Both the university police and local Chicago law enforcement said, we never spoke to Trump. We had no idea. We had no idea he was going to cancel the rally until it was announced he canceled the rally.
Right.
Take that for what it is. Some of you may believe Trump. Some of you may believe the police. I know what I'm going to believe. But I don't know. I wasn't part of those conversations. But that's what happened.
Well, I mean, that's a typical thing that people do, even when it's, say, a musician that they're not going to make it to stage tonight. So it's like they're suffering from exhaustion. Everybody spins why they're not going to make it to the
stage.
Well,
they didn't spin. They said because of the protesters. There was no spin.
Right. But, I mean, after talking to these people and that people, sort of making it sound like, well, they kind of talked us into you shouldn't do it. You know, that's
right. Well, the implication. Whatever. Trump canceled the rally. Now remember, the police were not really ready for this.
Right.
So all of a sudden, some brawls broke out on the floor where this was going to happen. I don't know who swung first. So to say one side was more violent than the other is ridiculous. We don't know who threw the first punch. There were people celebrating from the protesters. We stopped the rally. There was obviously angry Trump supporters who wanted to see this man speak. So whatever, you got two large groups of people that are not happy with each other.
Right.
Who threw the first punch? Who knows?
It was a bad situation.
Now on Trump's part, he did say go in peace. I don't know why folks didn't listen.
But like benediction after a mass.
Yeah, but they did it. So later it came out that a lot of the protesters were organized by MoveOn.org, which is a liberal organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, a lot of them were organized by MoveOn.org. Not all of them, but a lot.
Yeah.
And
What do you think the percentage was? Or an assumption of percentage?
You know, I don't know. There was a petition going around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it was a focal point for a lot of people to rally.
Mm-hmm.
And with the intention of stopping the Trump rally.
Of stopping.
They considered it a victory, and I get why they considered a victory. I understand their point of view.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with their point of view. I understand it. That was their goal to stop.
Agree with their motives on stopping it.
No, I don't agree. I'm not saying I agree with either one. I'm saying I understand why they celebrated when they accomplished what they thought was their goal.
Okay.
I'm not saying I agree with that goal or it was right to do.
Or the motives. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm not
understood.
Saying that.
Understood.
We've seen in the past months, and we've discussed it here, were silent protesters at Trump rallies. We talked about that Muslim woman who was wearing the shirt, and she was with a Jewish man. They were both wearing a shirt. They just stood up, and they said, we come in peace. We discussed it on this show, and Trump was aggressive verbally with them, and they were, you know.
She was wearing a burqa, correct?
No, she was wearing a T-shirt that says "We come in peace."
I think
she was wearing a hijab, which is head covering, but her face was visible.
Right,
that's like a Jewish guy wearing a yarmulke.
Yeah,
and they said "We come in peace," and the audience members were yelling and taunting. No, I don't think anybody physically assaulted them, but it was very ugly.
I didn't see anything.
No, but I remember thinking it was despicable. You and I thought it was despicable.
Yeah.
Joe, not so much at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we saw that. We have seen the progression.
Yeah.
Of these. Getting worse, of more violence, where Trump has said, I wish I could hit them, you know, you guys should hit them, I should, you know, I'll pay your fees. Where Trump even said that he's looking into paying the fees for the guy from North Carolina, the 78-year-old white guy that hit the black man. And Trump said, I'm looking into paying those fees.
Right.
And Trump said, well, people are very angry, and maybe he waved his middle finger. You know what? If violence leads to waving the middle finger in anger, then we can never drive on the LIE again. I mean, let's be honest. You know, waving a middle finger, saying terrible things, whatever the case is, it should not lead to violence.
No.
But Trump has called this a show.
Mm-hmm.
Trump even said on Friday night that he thinks this helps him, these violence activities. He takes no responsibility. Trump has said he doesn't take any responsibility for what's going on. We've seen these get progressively more violent.
Right.
I would say.
Well, let me ask you a question. When we were working in Alabama, and that altercation, you were having that altercation.
I wasn't having an altercation.
But the guy was going back and forth
after attacking you.
After attacking me, you know, then he was throwing popcorn at
right.
you, and
being
you were goofing on him. And then he got up, and the cop that was in the audience said, "Sit back down."
Right.
And they started going. Do you think you had a responsibility in that? Because it was something where you were on stage,
yes.
and it was an altercation
yes.
around that.
And I've been in that situation before. Yes, I have a couple of options. Even if it doesn't get to that point. Glad you brought that. I have a couple of options when there's a heckler or people are going at you. I can escalate it in an aggressive way.
Right.
And everybody likes to see a fight.
Yeah.
Or I could try to calm it down and de-escalate it and try to get through this show. That's what I do.
I have to disagree with everybody likes to see a fight.
No,
but I mean, like at a comedy show, I think most people are like, "Hey, you guys, shut up and calm down because we're going to watch."
At a Trump rally, I think a lot of them do now. And Trump says, "Isn't this great? This is so exciting, better than a speech." It's baked in now to a Trump rally. But yes, yeah. I do think, Joe, we do have a responsibility, mm-hmm. and we're not usually provoking it. Usually, it's a drunk asshole who takes something wrong or is yelling at his wife or girlfriend,
right.
and we say something.
And like I said, there was an instance at one of the clubs, where I was handling a situation with a bunch of drunken women and stuff like that, and I had to handle it to get the crowd mellow to bring up the headliner, who was a more mellow act.
Yeah,
which that was my job.
Yeah,
but when we were in the bar area and the bar manager was trying to get paid, I kind of did not apologize to the women, and I was kind of hindering them from getting the money out of the women to get them out of there. I forfeited my pay that night because on stage I was doing my job. By the bar, I was not.
On stage, if we can keep the calm, and that night I kept on doing my show, if you recall,
yeah.
in Alabama. You know, I kind of said what was going on in the back and kind of laughed and everything, but I wasn't going hit him. I could have walked off the stage. Which would have caused more mayhem.
Yeah, because the situation went beyond Davin and the guy, which was just a simple thing between this off-duty cop and this drunken guy.
Mm-hmm. There was actually several people brawling with chairs going on and everything, and I was on stage.
Another night at the Lop.
Exactly. Wild West.
Yes. Well, Wild Wild South.
Yeah. And here's the difference. A lot of times when we're on stage, there's not security for us. Some of these clubs have bouncers, but most of the time we're on our own.
Yeah, you work. Yeah, like when you work in the regular clubs, you got the guy. You know, the guy who's been here for years. Blah blah. But you work on the road, not so much.
And a lot of times, the bouncers will come. Like somebody's like heckling, and the bouncers will come to come get them, and I'll give them a wave. Like it's okay.
Right.
I'll handle it. Because I want to smooth it out. I want everybody to have a good time. And we've seen other candidates. We've seen Obama do it. We've seen Rubio do it. We've seen Cruz do it. We've seen other people.
Sanders do it.
Right. We've seen everybody else but Donald Trump handle it in a, like, you know, you could speak, or here's what I'm going to say. It's never hit him. It's never get him out. They're trying to keep the thing going, keep the peace. Let's go through this. Trump handles it in a different way. Whether you like it, don't like it, whatever it is. He handles it in a different way. It's a very aggressive, the way he handles it. Get him out. Where the people chant, get him out now.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. This is a very smart man. He knows how to entertain, and he calls it a show.
He's friends with the WWF guy.
Yeah. He was in the WWE. He did a WrestleMania.
WWE.
Yeah. So Trump knows what he's saying. We know Trump has studied Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of ways, the way he talks, not the same words, but the way he gets them going is Hitler. He's retweeted Mussolini. He kind of carries himself, his stage presence like Mussolini. He knows what he's doing. I'm not saying he's those guys. I know
right,
a lot of people
right.
like to do that. I'm not saying that, but he knows how to be a demagogue / authoritarian. Mm-hmm. He's very good at it. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Right.
This is a very smart man, at least when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump knows the character he's portraying.
Yeah,
so
I believe he does.
I can understand why people get very, very angry at him. So I toy with this, and I think, well, you know, maybe if in the 1930s people would have stood up,
yeah.
you know, when Hitler was giving these speeches, maybe it wouldn't have gotten to where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if people would have stood up. So I have that on my side because I understand why people are offended, and I understand why people want to.
Well, people did. As a matter of fact, that's what a lot of German immigrants came around that time because they started to see.
No, I mean at the speeches. I mean, at this, you couldn't do that in Nazi Germany.
At the rallies?
Yes, that's
with
what I'm saying.
SS there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, maybe if there was that type of civil disobedience, and people saw, again, television wasn't prevalent, it would have been radio, but maybe, you know, maybe if more people stood up publicly. So I look at what Trump's going on, and a lot of people find what Trump, a lot of aspects of his campaign repugnant. So I look at that, and I go, well, maybe if people speak up. But then I go, well, we do have freedom of speech.
Right.
In this country.
Right.
Even if I don't like the speech, we have freedom of speech.
Right.
So I don't really like the fact that they're trying to shut him down.
Yes.
Even if I don't like that speech, he has a right to speak.
Right.
And people have a right to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I also think he has a responsibility when people are silent protesters.
Right.
When they're just standing there with a shirt or holding up a sign and not yelling anything, but just getting that their presence is there, he could handle that a lot better. He doesn't have to ask. He could be, and he's never proven to be a statesman. Yeah. He doesn't have to ask. So that's where I get, because those people have a right to speak too.
Yes.
They have. Now, in a private event, so if, say they're having it at like the Hilton Ballroom, one of his rallies at the Hilton Ball, he rents that out.
Right.
So Trump has every right to kick them out, even for standing up.
Now, at the place where he was kicking people out, did he rent that out?
Well, no. Well, usually, well, it's been varied places, and I'll get there. But I'm saying, like, if he rents out, like, a private, like, you know, an arena or something, and, you know, it's
Donald, like having a private party.
Yes, yes. Donald Trump has every right to let in and kick out whoever he wants.
Yes.
Do I wish he would not do that and let people, as long as they're not, you know, interrupting him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. But he has the legal authority to kick them out.
Right.
So even though I don't like it, he's within the law.
Yes.
When he rents out, this was interesting, when he rents out a park, he has that same right, which I don't think is right because it's a public park.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember, because he rents it out, the police now work for him for that evening.
Right.
So it's not just his private security. It's the local municipal police, which I don't like. Because you're kicking out people. I'm not saying the ones that are interrupting. I'm talking about the silent protesters.
Yes.
You're violating their freedom of speech, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not the ones who are interrupting Trump and trying to get him to stop. He has a right to say whatever he's
going to say. Now, by silent protesters, define silent protesters.
Wearing a shirt, holding up a sign, you know, put your arm up for Black Power or whatever you want. Whatever you want to do. As long as you're not trying to shout down Donald or fight with his people, if you're just going to silently protest like that Muslim woman did and that Jewish man, let him be.
Mm-hmm.
Donald can either address them or not address them. But there's no reason to kick them out. So now we get to the state university. And again, he rented it out. But this is a state university. So I kind of feel like as long as people are not trying to stop him from speaking, not trying to hinder his message,
right,
that they should let them stay. But Donald doesn't do that. So I think ultimately the best thing to do is to hold these protests outside, because it's now baked in where the people are looking forward to these confrontations. It feeds into Donald's narrative. I think the people should stay on the outside.
Well, I think that basically it's something, well, politics is, in the lower scale, back in the 1800s, early parts of the country, there was always very vocal when these guys would get on horses or go in a carriage and stump.
I want to see a good horse stump speech.
But they would travel, and like the Lincoln and
Lincoln Douglas.
The Lincoln Douglas debates were famous for that.
Yes.
Okay. And it's always been going on. We were discussing it at the day program today. It's always that kind of fury has been always going on. This is on a much grander scale. Now we're seeing something that we haven't seen since the 60s.
Since 1968.
Right. Now, what the thing about it is that you have, and I'm one of them, people that are with Trump or feel about Trump, that when we see illegal aliens come in and we see the country going to hell and we see that the Black Lives Matter and, you know, all lives matter and the way the police are treated and stuff like that, every time we speak out, we're called a racist, okay? We're not being racist. We're just being, want people to be accountable.
I think that's different than what we're talking about.
Hear me out, please. So basically, you get people like myself that feel that way. Now, to add to that, you have the counter to that. of these people that had been rioting, protesting, the 1%, what was the people against the banks when those kids were protesting?
What was it, Wall Street or something?
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy
you
Wall
have
Street.
The Occupy Wall Street protesters. You have,
I know,
oh,
they
God,
do.
Oh, my, especially when we're trying to make Salem points. But anyway, so you have...
so rarely.
Where's that thing we wrote on here?
Discord.
Discord.
We're having Discord.
All right, so you have that group.
Discord.
Yeah, of the Black Lives Matter group, the Occupy Wall Street group, the disenfranchised college students that have been speaking out. Now, the people that have been, that support Trump and all that, have been forced to sit there and not speak out against them because you're going to be labeled a racist. So now you're having both groupings get together, and it's a recipe for chaos. It's now moving ahead. You see, that's the whole thing. When they canceled that rally, regardless of the police, you know, the campus police said they never changed, you know, canceled it or whatever. It was a wise choice to do. It just seemed that it was going to be a toxic situation. They might have told Trump. Trump's people might have made that up and told Trump. But somebody, regardless who it was, had to go to Trump's people and say, hey, look, this is not a good idea.
I'm not even judging whether it was a good or bad decision.
Right.
I'm just talking about on the free speech. You know, I've judged Trump plenty of times. It's no secret what I think of him.
I understand.
But I'm just talking about on the freedom of speech issue.
Right. But I do think basically you have two. You had one group, like I said, the Occupy Wall Street, and all that we've had to sit and not say anything.
I don't remember the right not saying anything.
But I don't either.
But in a place. But when. Not saying it, but in a group, not saying it because you'd be labeled a racist or, you know, you're this, that, the other thing. But now with Trump being the voice of that, you have all these people together. You've got all these people together. Now you're bringing in the Occupy Wall Street people together.
Right. But if,
together.
But if Trump's the uniter that he claims he can be, let them stand, give your message, address their concerns. That's what a uniter does. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to create the other. Get him out. Go back to mommy. I wish I could hit him. This, that, the other thing. He's not trying to bring a nation together. But again, that's off topic. I don't want to go down that road.
But it is sort of the way that you can handle that kind of situation where you have people who are definitely on both sides of the coin and they're facing each other in a public forum like that. It is a public, a private place because it has been rented out, mm-hmm. but people come in there obviously because of what they're wearing or what they're holding, saying I'm again this, you know, and they did lie to get in. But the thing is that you can handle it one of two ways. You can either say, okay, you know what, you've said your piece with your shirt. Now we're going to just ask you to please leave, but do it calmly. But you can also incite.
We know
I want to punch this person.
We know his shtick.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a statesman. He's not trying to bring these people in. We know that. So here's where we are. How do we deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
Who has the right to talk? And that my point is this. And then we'll take a break, or you guys can chime in very quickly. Then we'll take a break. It is wrong to try to stop Donald Trump from speaking. It is wrong. He has. Besides it feeding into the narrative, which is exactly what you want.
Yes.
And acting disruptive. And
right, that's
disruptive.
What I'm saying, yes.
Gotcha.
It is wrong to do that. It was wrong at MoveOn.org. And I understand why they feel it was a great accomplishment. And I understand why they don't want to hear this stuff. I really do. And I'm more inclined to feel what they feel because I find Trump repugnant. But it is wrong in this country to try to stop that man from speaking. It is wrong. You can protest. You can protest outside. You can silently protest. And it is wrong for Donald Trump to behave the way he does to the silent protesters, to make it into a spectacle, to treat them as other, to ostracize them, to say you don't belong, as long as they do not disrupt. Once they start shouting him down, again, I think Donald could do
it
better.
I think the whole thing with the woman with the hijab was that it's a feeling that they don't want to assimilate to, and I'm just explaining this, they don't want to assimilate to the culture. And that's one of the main problems that we have with
if
people.
If you are president
of
the United States, these people are part of our country. She's an American citizen.
They should start showing respect to it.
She stood silently. Wearing your shirt that says "We come in peace," you can't be any more respectful. It wasn't "fuck Trump." it wasn't burning a flag. She stood with a Jewish man wearing shirts to say "We come in peace." You cannot be any more passive than that.
If she wasn't hijab and she was wearing a shirt, that would have been wrong. It just seems that hijab is signifying something that she did not have respect for.
Would
where
you
she
be,
was.
Would you besmirch an Amish person for dressing in Amish gear and wearing that, or a Jew, an Orthodox Jew, from wearing his yarmulke?
If these seem to be from a culture that signifies death and the enemy, maybe.
But that's the point. And Donald Trump is going. Donald Trump's the only one that thinks that. Donald Trump on the far right. Everybody else who's running for president, including George Bush, and I thought one of George Bush's great moments as president was Islam is not the enemy. Yes. They understand what we have in our country and how we have to defeat the enemy. Everybody else but Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is playing into the lowest common denominator, which I think is why he will never win a general election. Because I think I post all the time, you're not going to change Trump's support. I don't try to change Joe's mind. I don't do that. I try to get the people that haven't decided. It is wrong to kick out silent protesters if you are running anywhere. Run. I don't kick out people if they're yawning during my set.
Oh,
shut up,
God.
He's like, shut up, you.
He got it right before I could get him. No, but you know what? It's forever. If you don't have to like what we're dealing, but as long as you're respectful, you can stay.
Yeah,
that's my point. And especially if you're running for the president, because you can't just be running for the white working class. You can't just be president of the white working class.
Right.
You have to be president of the United States.
The whole country.
Exactly.
And all the religions.
And everybody has freedom of speech. Donald Trump has freedom of speech. And as long as the people do not disrupt and try to stop Donald Trump's freedom of speech, they should have freedom of speech. That's my point.
Yeah.
I would say one critique, though. Is
only one?
One. I don't know how much time we have. One critique is...
Don't you have some blinds to tangle with?
Sorry, I'm not yelling and hollering at you.
I actually enjoy this. I'm just thrown.
Okay. Sorry, isolate that.
And you can't tell me to stop yelling and hollering at a person. The thing about it is that basically, let's go back to the old time speeches in the 1800s, where these guys would yell and stuff at each other. But... It was a smaller forum where you could stop and speak with the other guy. You know, oh, what you're doing is wrong. Why is
it wrong?
It's
not 7,000 people.
I know. Well, you see, that's the problem as well. Where if I was, well, I don't like what you're doing. Well, let's have a discussion. You know.
But we've actually seen, but you bring that up, but we've seen the other candidates with large audiences all address the person. Yeah. It just happened to Ted Cruz the other day. There was a Trump protester, must have been a liberal, a Trump protester saying, go back to Canada. And Ted Cruz... address it. He just like, well, you know, unlike a Trump rally, I'm not going to tell somebody to punch you in the face. Yeah. And then he addressed them. That you do that. You're,
I know,
you're
but
running
it just.
For
but the thing
States.
About so, but yeah. You know what the thing that turns me off about Cruz and Ruben, they just have this rehearsed narrative.
All right,
well,
I don't want to get into all their candidates. I just wanted to talk about the freedom of speech.
All right, but still, these, you know, there should be more addressing them. They're going to sit there and you're there. Well, let's have a talk.
Well,
about
that's a
this.
Point. That's a point I made months
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he agrees with me now. I'll take that. I'll take that. And on that, we're going to take our first break. Don't go anywhere. More show when we come back.
GoneRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
On the break, you are going to listen to Bigfoot